This morning, as we were in Awakenings and we were reading the scriptures, Catherine goes, "Isn't this a Sunday of love? It's all about hope." But we'll get there in a minute, because Janet lifted to us very carefully this morning what love has to do with it. So I want to talk about the importance of roots. Because in the scriptures, it's the reason why we got both scriptures, and you got the song you got this morning, is how important it was for God, through Jesus Christ, to help us know the root of the Messiah, that the Messiah came through Jesse's line, and Jesse's line came through Abraham's line. And as we discovered this morning, as we looked into our scriptures, that Jesse, if you didn't know, was the father of David. But why is it important that we know all of this? Well, I was thinking about trees. I don't know if you think about trees very often, but I think about trees all the time. I love trees. I take pictures of trees every chance I get. And those who've seen the sunset pictures of Plank Chapel know the trees are always in them somewhere. But trees, fruit trees especially, you can graft onto fruit trees, right? And you know that the graft takes when that new branch begins to produce fruit. But how that branch, new branch, gets fruit is because it began to connect with the primary stem or the primary trunk of the tree, so that the roots that get the nourishment from the soil could bring that nourishment up through whatever we call them, I'm going to call them veins, into the new branch. We, as Gentiles, we who are not Jews, are grafted onto the tree of life, to the tree that, into the body of Christ, into the family of God. And what nourishes us is the Holy Spirit that moves through that thing that is God, that thing that is love, and brings that up through the whole body of Christ with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we produce fruit for the kingdom of God. The importance of roots is without them, we could not tap into that which is God. And that which is God is love. And as I said earlier, this scripture, this Bible, that Bible, your pew Bibles, your Bibles at home, are the love story. The love story of God for all that God created. And when we became children of God, when we joined the body of Christ, when we accepted Christ our Savior, if you didn't miss it, you had an altar call this morning. If you didn't, Janet offered you an opportunity to move into that beautiful love relationship with God. It is that relationship of love that gives us hope, that gives us peace, and allows us to go through life with joy. The importance of having roots in our faith is being rooted and grounded in the love of our God and Savior Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And without those roots, we can do nothing. Without God's love, we can do nothing. So this morning, as we begin to close worship, I just wanted to remind you how important it was to keep yourself rooted and grounded in the love of God. Because without those roots, then the world can come crashing in on you, and you can believe that you are this lone warrior trying to fight all the demons of the world by yourself. The only way that demons are fought is through the power of the Holy Spirit and God and the community of faith and the community of caregivers that surround you, so that you can be made well. It is a community thing. And on this Sunday of love, may you know that God loves you just as you are, because Paul says in Romans, God's desire is that we sing with one voice. That does not mean we sing in unison, because, well, for one, we could never sing in unison here. It's almost difficult for us. But with one voice means that we sing in harmony. It's very similar to an orchestra. An orchestra, you have multiple sounds, multiple instruments that make a beautiful piece of music. The body of Christ makes a beautiful piece of music of love. when we accept everybody within it, so that we are one united body, not uniform body, one united body singing in harmony the story of God's love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.